Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. And on this Monday morning, we say good morning to Phil Rogers to check in to see what's happening as far as COVID numbers are concerned in Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian, and Happy New Year, Lucy.
Happy New Year, Phil. Good morning to you.
It's great to hear you back.
Thank you so much.
So cases seem to be falling at the moment across Cambridgeshire. I've got one less case sitting opposite me. More slowly, though, it seems, in Cambridge, but starting off from a lower peak in the first place.
Yes, that's right. So we're seeing a pretty sharp fall across most of the county at the moment. We had the peak on the 4th of January, and it's probably down by about a third since then, and definitely heading in the right direction. And as you say, we saw a less sharp peak in Cambridge, and it's not come down quite so quick in the city, but it is still heading in the right direction.
And the age breakdown within that, Phil, schools are back, which sort of indirectly caused Miss Milazzo's incarceration for a week and a bit. What's happening across the age ranges?
Yeah, so we've had a little bit of an uptick in the sort of school age groups, but the larger falls are in the people who are in their 20s, 30s and 40s, and that they've been the groups that have been really driving the case numbers over the last few weeks. So so we're seeing them come down quite a bit. And the other good news is that the over 60s, their numbers are quite low and they're falling, so that's good news too.
I was going to say, actually, so you said the 4th of January was the high peak number. That was the day that I suspect my teacher partner went back to school and became infected. So that's interesting, that sort of correlation directly there for me. So you were saying, though, the cases are low and they are falling now for over 60s.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, cases overall are still at a fairly high level, but we're definitely seeing travel in the right direction. But we did, before Christmas, we saw numbers for the over 60s rising quite a bit, and that is a bit of a worry because, of course, they're the more vulnerable age group, but they're falling back down again now.
Do we know how we're doing with the take-up of vaccines and the booster rollout and all that kind of thing?
Well, this is always a bit tricky because... The question here is how many people are there in Cambridge, and nobody really seems to know the answer very exactly. So it's kind of difficult to know. And if you just look at the government websites, it does show that Cambridge has a lower uptake. But actually, part of that is just around this question of what's the population.
Right.
And I think the booster uptake is reasonable in the city, and certainly in the older age groups. It's been pretty good, and we're seeing hospitalizations. They have been creeping up a bit, but they're creeping back down a bit now. So Addenbrookes is certainly under quite a bit of pressure, but it's not as bad as it was last January.
And there's also this lag time, isn't there, Phil? Between as infections filter through, they're not likely to, if you like, hit the hospitals until a couple of weeks later.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, so nationally. we're seeing quite a fall in cases at the moment, but the hospitalizations, we haven't seen that fall yet, but we will expect that'll sort of filter through over the next couple of weeks.
And how does what's happening here compare with the country as a whole right now?
Well, if anything, in England as a whole, there was kind of a sharper rise and a sharper fall than we've had in Cambridgeshire. It does vary from district to district, so we haven't had it quite as bad here. And I think that's particularly because in the north of England, the latest wave has been particularly severe. But relative to other parts of the country, though happily, as it turned out, it was not nearly as bad as some of the worst projections.
Projection-wise, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've already been talking about me and my crystals and Cambridge United. But looking at your projections, can you plot or have a suspicion on what might happen a month from now or a little bit longer if you need that with you know, graphs and all that kind of data?
Well,
is that putting a little bit too much pressure on you, Phil?
I mean, we can definitely say it's heading in the right direction at the moment, and the expectation is that's going to continue. But we have to remember it's only about 7 weeks since the first Omicron case in the UK, and in that time we've had, you know, this wave has really gone sort of whizzing past, and now hopefully we're on the far side of it. So it is a bit difficult to tell. you know, is there going to be another variant? How's that going to work out? But hopefully we are now past the worst.
It's interesting. Now, we have, you know, coming out of Downing Street, word of what's called Operation Red Meat. And one of those thoughts is that on the 26th of January, where we're expected to get a review of the current COVID rules, in theory, we're all supposed to still be working from home, no matter what our circumstances might be. The suggestion is that those rules might be scrapped on January the 26th. Now, can we sort of compare that to earlier ends of lockdowns or mini lockdowns to see if the cases are likely to be round about the same level as previously, or is this, you know, purely a political move?
Well, I mean, we do have quite substantially higher case numbers at the moment, but then again, Omicron is typically more mild, so the overall effect is not so bad as far as hospitalizations go. I expect that we are likely to see the relaxation at the end of the month, and the current increased measures are due to expire then anyway, so they have to take a decision whether to sort of renew or just let them fall away. So I think they, as things stand, it's looking very much like that's what's going to happen. But what other bits of red meat are going to be thrown to the electorate, we'll have to wait and see.
Interesting stuff, isn't it? Okay, well, Phil, lovely to speak to you. Good news, I think, kind of, stabilising, numbers going down. We will keep talking to you. We're not going to say, oh, it's all going to be over soon. We'll keep this going because it's fascinating to hear that this is a thing changing week on week. Thank you so much, Phil. Speak to you next Monday.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.